Hi, everyone. This is Carolyn from Second Serve. Who is excited about the French Open? The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris, and you can watch every court live on Tennis Channel Plus. You can watch it on your phone or smart TV live in HD. So you can watch it at work or while you're waiting in your kid's carpool line. Live coverage begins Monday, May 20th. You can be there when it happens with Tennis Channel Plus. Hi, this is Carolyn, and I'm here with Aaron, and this is our final episode with Swapnil. If you would like to learn more about Swing Vision and the cool features they have for line calling and the ball machine, please check out parts one and two, but here is part three. The other part besides line calling that I don't like about adult recreational tennis is keeping up with the score. Are you guys doing anything with the score?
Definitely. So, I mean, in terms of real-time scoring, we haven't quite cracked that yet. But what we have added, which is a pretty cool innovation, it's currently in beta. We're going to roll it out to the public probably in Q4 this year, so like probably October, November, is that you can record your match and then input the final score. So like say it was like 6-3, 6-4, and then Swing Vision will automatically figure out what happened on every single point. It'll add a scoreboard onto your video, like a professional-looking scoreboard onto your video. It'll calculate all of your match stats for you, like breakpoint conversion, like how often did you win on first serve? How often did you win on returns on the first return, second return, all that stuff? So it calculates all that for you. And then you can even like apply filters to your video. You can say like, show me all the break points, show me all of like the first serve points. And so it just makes it so much more powerful than to basically like auto score your match effectively, which is what we're doing now. So that's kind of the first version of this. So it's sort of like retroactive. So at the end of the match, you get all this awesome information. But the goal for us long-term is to be like an AI umpire. And so we would actually score in real time. To get to that point, the line calling needs to be like really, really good in all scenarios, whether it's a close call or an easy call. And there's actually some easy calls that the app still struggles with. But once we get those kind of resolved, then we could actually keep scoring in real time. So like as soon as the ball lands, it'll make some sound, play like a flash on the phone or something to call the ball out, just like Hawkeye Live. And then it'll actually announce the score and update it for you. And so that will solve the scoring issue. So that's really the long-term goal with that product experience. I think it's going to take some more time to get there because there's like a long tail of like edge cases that we have to worry about. But yeah, if we can crack that, then we basically become an AI umpire. And I think that's really exciting, not just for like avid players today, but even like new people trying to get into the sport. For a lot of people, this scoring system is really weird. 40-15, like what is that? You know,
yes, so
you wouldn't
yes.
even have to worry about that. And your phone would just keep score for you. Like, you know, you shouldn't even have to worry about what the score is or like remembering the score. Again, like in any other sport, there's a ref that's keeping score. You're not announcing the score. Like that's not a thing in like any other sport, right? Like, so it's kind of silly that it's still a thing in tennis. So we're going to change that as well. But that's going to take a little bit longer, but it's like, you know, it's coming soon. So we're working on it.
Oh, I'm excited about that. I mean, think about kids that play and that, you know, we're always told that, oh, because I've talked to people about this before where I don't want my children to play because I don't want them arguing over line calls. And the other people normally say, no, it teaches them about, you know, how to.
Adversity and,
yeah.
You know, all kinds of silly
stuff. Yeah, that in life. And let me tell you, my 8-year-old does not need to argue over a line call. Like, I don't believe that. I think tennis is great. That's just the one downside of tennis. And this can take that away.
People quit.
Yeah.
People quit too because they get frustrated.
Yeah.
And so this will take so much of the frustration out of the game. I think that's, you know, because people do, there are just some people that just inherently think they're being cheated on everything. And this will, you know, this will kind of prove one way or the other, I guess. You know, maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But I do think it'll keep people playing, you know, that maybe would have instead been frustrated and just given up. But now there's going to be, I think, like you said, it's just going to sort of be, you know, adopted kind of easily across the board at some point when the technology is even further along.
So we had Claire from Me and My Racket podcast on, and she said she was up 5-2 in a set. And her opponent said, no, I'm actually up 5-2. And there was, and so the official came over and made them start at a score they agreed upon, which was 2-2. And and we had Francie Berrigan on too, and she said she had a similar situation. So I can't imagine as a junior dealing with that. And so I would think having a camera up there, being able to go back and be like, no, let's bring this down now and figure that out would be helpful.
True. Yeah, that's incredible. And I mean, I was thinking like even obviously, yeah, having an 8-year-old having to argue that an 8-year-old is not good. But then imagine when the parents get involved, right? Like your opponent's parents are like getting involved, they're getting heated. Like that's just like traumatizing when you're a kid. Like that you should not have to experience that. So there's like so many problems. And I just get frustrated when I see on like Twitter some of the calls that these guys make in college tennis. It's like so blatant cheating. Like it's so obvious. It's like I'm not even in the match and I'm frustrated. I'm just like, how can like someone actually do this? Like this is so clearly in or whatever, right? Like it's just crazy. So there's a lot of problems, but it's like seems like it's gonna all be solved by technology, which is awesome. So
So before we wrap up about Swing Vision, let's mention pickleball. Because there are a lot of pickleballers out there and a lot of tennis players that play pickleball. So tell us the I know you want to bring the app to more people. So you want to talk about that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a sport that's just been growing so quickly. And it's been just exciting to see like more people going into racket sports in general. I know there's some friction for sure between tennis and pickleball, but overall, I think it's good for racket sports community. And I think in the long term, I'm bullish that it's going to help tennis ultimately, because I think like the people who do play pickleball more and more eventually will migrate to tennis at some point. So I think that's really exciting. We see that as a huge opportunity. It has all the same sorts of problems. They also have like line calling issues. They also have scoring issues. The scoring's like even weirder in pickleball. So I think that we can solve all the same problems the same way. You know, even today, I mean, we've been on the market like 4 years. I mean, no one's made anything like Swing Vision for like basically any sport. So we have a big lead there, and we're going to kind of bring our knowledge and experience over to pickleball. So we are launching that in Q4 this year itself. So it's coming really soon. And kind of from day one, you're going to have the same experience. You're going to get all the dead time removed. You're going to see all of your stats. You're going to see those heat maps on the video, and you'll be able to challenge line calls. So it's really kind of all the same stuff from day one. And we're just really excited to kind of become a multi-sport product for the first time. And so it will be all in the same app. The good news is if you're a tennis player, you won't really see it too much. It's pretty hidden. It's just going to be like a setting that you can change. So it's not going to be super visible. And then if you're kind of like a new customer downloading the app for the first time, there'll be like a question just asking you like, what sport do you play? So that's pretty much it. So don't worry if you're a tennis player, it's not going to take over the space and real estate, at least of your digital real estate.
That's right.
So you're good there. And we're keeping the same logo. So,
I heard that on another logo.
So, you know, we definitely want to stay true to our roots because, you know, the tennis community is definitely the ones that were our early adopters and allowed us to get to this point. So we're going to always pay tribute to them. But yeah, this is just the first expansion. And then, I mean, going into next year, we want to go to Paddle. So that's growing so quickly in Europe, South America. I was just in Africa. I was playing it there in South Africa. So it's really taken over kind of globally. And that's a really fun, exciting sport to watch. And so, you know, we're going to bring it to them as well. But that's probably going to be in 2024. We probably need to go to Android first as well before we do that. But that's really kind of our vision going forward, pun unintended, is to like bring this to as many kind of sports as we can. And, you know, racket sports are very similar to tennis. So like, that's probably where we'll start. But who knows, maybe someday we'll go into like baseball or soccer or something. So, you know, I think there's a lot of potential for the company down the road if you really want to pursue it. But, you know, taking it one sport at a time.
Okay, to wrap up, can you tell us the best advice you've ever received? And I'm sure you've received a lot of good advice, but...
Oh man. I mean, I think the best advice, it's probably more like product or business related, but for me, it was just like build something people want. And that's really what we did with Swing Vision. You know, we didn't try to just build like the thing that everyone else is trying to build and, you know, just build something for the sake of like using technology or like, you know, using AI or whatever it is, you know, the latest hype thing that's going on. It's just like build something people want. So that was like for us, at least, you know, the advice I always took true to my heart. And so anytime customers reach out to us about something, if they clearly want it, they clearly have demand for it, then we're going to build it. And that's just like always been our mantra, I think, at Swing Vision too. I think that's definitely the best advice I ever got. And I'm glad we've like followed that and actually built something that people want. And I guess in our case, build something that people need, you know, not just want. So that's like when you're building something truly special. So I think we did that, which is, you know, awesome. So.
You definitely have. I remember complaining to my husband after playing recreational tennis for years about how I don't like the line calling and I don't like keeping up with the score. And I remember him telling me that I was never going to be good enough to not have to do that. And so I feel like Swing Vision is taking that away. Like, I'm finally going to get to the point where line calling is not going to be that big of an issue, or losing track of the scores is not going to be that big of an issue anymore in tennis. So
you just have to play. You just have to play and concentrate on that.
Yes.
Yeah. Imagine that, right? Just play. It's like such a foreign concept for tennis players, but that's what's going to be the reality soon.
So. Yeah. Exactly.
Wait. I'm not going to get in a fight today on the court. Swing Vision took my fights away.
That's right. Or all the animosity, everything that happens on an adult rec court where you're like, what am I doing? I'm not going to argue with this person. I mean, it takes all of that away. I just think it's great. Swapnil, can you also tell us your most memorable moment with Swing Vision so far?
Oh, man. My most memorable moment with Swing Vision. Well, okay. I think on this journey, it actually just happened when we were in New York. So we've had lots of cool encounters with celebrities, Andy Roddick, James Blake, our earliest investors. But I thought it was so cool. So we just went out to New York as an entire team. So I flew out our entire team. It was our first ever retreat. It was 20 of us out there at the US Open. We watched a couple of matches. And then the last night of the retreat that we were there, we did a Hot Ones challenge. So we all got together at one of our employees' apartments. And we were just having these hot wings and getting progressively spicier. And then Andy Roddick actually stopped by and joined us, and he saw the whole thing. It was so crazy. And he was so nice. He was only going to stay for a drink and leave, but he was so entertained by what we were doing. He had never seen anything like it. I mean, he's probably been to thousands of sponsorship events and stuff, right, in his life, and we weren't even paying him to come, so he was really just coming because he was nice. But he was so entertained that he stayed for an hour. It was so nice. And we had the Shelton Tiafoe match going on at the same time, right next to that, but he was actually watching us more. So it was so good. He did not participate. He refused. He was no, I'm from Nebraska, I can't handle this. But he was very entertained, and I was really proud of our team. Pretty much everybody made it all the way to the 10th sauce, which is the hottest one. It's a good progression of hotter sauces. So it was very impressive. But that was just a fun memory, and I think our team really loved it, obviously, just meeting each other. But having Andy there was, extra special. So that was really cool. And, I think I'm never going to forget that.
We really appreciate Swapnil coming on the podcast. If you'd like to get a free swing stick, which is $100 value with your first year of Swing Vision Pro, we hope you use our referral code that's in our show notes. Thanks so much for listening, and hope to see you on the court soon.
Hey, Second Serve listeners, this is Erin. Carolyn and I are so excited that the second slam of the year is happening this month. The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the French Open, and Tennis Channel Plus is the place to watch it. Tennis Channel Plus brings you courtside with 3 weeks of unparalleled access, and they do this with every single court live. Watch on your phone, your smart TV in HD, or like I do, on my iPad while I'm sitting at my desk working all day. I love to flip around to different matches on Tennis Channel Plus to see my favorite players in action. Don't miss your favorite tennis legends battle a new generation of talent and watch exciting new rivalries emerge on the historic clay courts of Roland Garros. If Carolyn and I can't be in Paris in person, at least we can watch all the matches on Tennis Channel Plus. Daily coverage begins on Monday, May 20th. Be there when it happens with Tennis Channel Plus. I know I will be.